It's a real honour, it's a real privilege to be representing the people in the place where I was born and raised and lived, and my family live here. I'm in the constituency. I'm really excited to learn more and really connect with communities.
That's a new MP for Birmingham Egdison, Preet Gill, the first female Sikh MP in the UK. She's part of the newly elected parliament, the most diverse parliament the country has ever seen. A record-breaking number of women MPs were elected. That really stands out. Fiona Rutherford is a BuzzFeed reporter. She's based in London. Put this into context for us, Fiona. How many women were elected yesterday and how many were there before yesterday?
Sure. So as you said, there were a record number of women MPs elected to represent us in the House of Commons. Last election, we elected 196 women MPs, but we've surpassed the 200 mark now, and there are 207 women MPs. So obviously people are celebrating, but as you can see, it's not a huge amount. It's only 32% of women in Parliament compared to men.
Yeah, the record's been broken, but the gender gap in Parliament is still pretty large. Has momentum stalled?
Do you know what? There are women's charities that have been campaigning for years and will continue to campaign to close this gap. There's one women's rights organisation, the Fawcett Society, and they're campaigning for the government to legislate to ensure that all parties put forward at least 45% women candidates in the future. So hopefully that will make a difference.
What do you think happened this time round with all these female victories? I mean, we saw a real push after Trump's election last November for young people, women especially, to get into the political game. Was there any push after Brexit for a change?
Do you know, I don't think there was a turning point. I think that young people this time round especially, they care about these things. They want to be represented. And the government has historically ignored young people and young voters. But we had a record number of young voters this time. And I think that people really do want to see themselves represented in Parliament. And I think maybe the result today reflected that. And it's not just women and young people. It's disabled people. It's different religious backgrounds. London is a very diverse city, but the rest of the UK is becoming even more multicultural.
Right. I mean, what you're saying is that the election was a win for a very diverse group of people.
We've had 10 newly elected MPs from ethnic minority backgrounds. So that brings the total figure up from 41 to 51 MPs. We've had the first turbaned Sikh MP, which is amazing. We've never seen that before. It's just a cause for celebration, but we do have a long way to go. And I think that even if you're not from an ethnic minority background, you still see the importance of having a parliament that represents the people in your town, in your city, in your schools, where you work. How long can we go with just a very male white parliament? It's just not going to help anyone.
So what does this new parliament mean for the UK going forward?
You know, it's okay having a diverse set of MPs, but we really have to make sure that they listen to the people of their constituencies, you know, and speak for people in the UK who are not usually represented. For example, having disabled people in Parliament can help bring these issues to the forefront and actually make some sort of effective change.
And with this diverse group of MPs representing these diverse backgrounds, is there a sense in the UK right now that they can push back against some of the sentiments that drove Brexit to victory?
I mean, yes and no. We can't really say. Everything's so uncertain at the moment and no one really knows which way Brexit is going to go. So it's hard to say. But whatever happens, we hope that the people who do represent us in Parliament and represent different religious groups, disabled people and women will make the best choices for the country.
BuzzFeed reporter Fiona Rutherford speaking with us from London. Thank you.
Thank you.